Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Said it's over, then got lost. I need one.
The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Hankin and Roofing, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DuoPest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Hey, welcome everybody. Jeff Hankin and Jeremy Hankin. We're at Prentice, Wisconsin for Merriwood North matchup. It's a fight right now for second place here in the Merriwood North. The Prentice Buccaneers hosting the Phillips Loggers in a game that we expect a tight game. Last time it was a blowout. Prentice took this game by 20 points against the Loggers in Phillips. The Loggers without Lane Abraham at that point. Loggers at full strength right now and looking to come back and give this Prentice team a battle here tonight. It's the Prentice Buccaneers coming into this game right now. They're 12-9 overall, 6-8 in the conference, averaging about 60 points per game, led by the sophomore, the sensational sophomore, Evan Lord, who averages 22 points a game, 7 rebounds, 8 and Hawes following him up. Another sophomore, 12 points, 8 rebounds. And Hagen Isaacson, 11 points and 2 assists, leading the Prentice Buccaneers. For the Phillips Loggers, 12-10 overall, 6-8 in this conference, averaging 58 points a game as well. The Loggers coming off a big 86-63 win over the Abbotsford Falcons last week. And they're led by sensational sophomore, my son, my brother's nephew, J.J. Haken, at 14 points a game here at the point guard position, having a really good season, especially defensively. And you got Drew Rossio, the senior, with 13.6 rebounds, 3 assists. Lane Abraham, 11 points, 5 assists. I expect a really good matchup here tonight. And real shortly here, we're going to be having the national anthem starting lineups coming right up in just a moment here. But he got a nice crowd here. Plenty of time to still come down and check things out over here. Grab a seat. And we're going to have the national anthem here in just a moment. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in a minute.
You will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Download the Heckman Auction app on your iOS or Android device and get to bidding right now. We have new things coming on every single week, even up to real estate. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
You could buy one item or 50 on HeckmanAuction.com. Simply set your price, win your item, come and pick it up, and we make it fast, easy, and simple.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
And there we have it. The national anthem, a very nice job done there by the Prentice Buccaneer Pet Band. And we've got, you're watching on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel, welcoming you there. Also welcoming you here on the radio here, 98.3. Ready to go over starting lineups here in just a moment. And they're going to start out with the Phillips Loggers. Phillips Loggers playing well as of recently, coming into Prentice. Always a hostile environment. You can feel the passion, feel the energy in here. Right now, you see some of the legends that have played in these schools. Here we go. There's my boy, J.J. Haken, in the sophomore, number 3. A junior, number 4, Lane Abraham. Another junior, the sharp shooting, Braden Reback, number 10. Braden shooting over 40% for 3 points on the season now. Jack Kowicki and Drew Hossio, the big Swede. That's the starting lineup for the Phillips Loggers. Here's the Prentice Buccaneers starting for Prentice. A senior, Andrew Murphy. Andrew Murphy, we got Jonas Stroba, the junior, along with Evan Lord, the sophomore. Freshman, Hagan Isaacson, number 21. And another sophomore, number 34, the big man, Aiden Hawes. All right, this game's set to get underway in just a moment. What we've been waiting for here. It's Aiden Hawes going to jump ball against Drew Hossio. Going to see what these two teams do here. I think, Jared, doesn't Prentice likes to play some zones? Do they switch up their defense a little bit here? I think we'll see some 1-3-1, see a little man, see some full court, see some half court.
We did that last time against Phillips. We played 1-3-1, and Phillips had a little bit of trouble. That
yes.
That was part of the reason why we
stuck with
ahead.
It. Yep. And that's one thing I'll say. Phillips kind of figured it out a little bit recently against some teams, but always has some troubles against those zones right there. Here we go. And it's Aiden Hawes. Gibson, who's going to go? It's going to be black ball to start out with here.
pointed the wrong way there, but I guess.
Jerry, you want to run this here? Run the camera here? All right. And JJ gets the ball across half court to Abraham. It's Prentice starting out in a 1-3-1. JJ, and that one's tipped out of bounds. Going to be longer basketball. Game just underway. 17:51 to go here. First half. Get it into JJ. Over to Lane on the left side. Lane. Back up to JJ. He's open for three. First shot. That one. Oh, it rims out. Rebound. Stroba. And Prentice going to bring it the other way. Stroba starts things out from the top. Got JJ guarding Evan Lord. JJ fighting around screens. Out to Stroba. Stroba gets it in the Hawes. Down by the block. He gets up high. Can't get it. Lane Abraham with the rebound. Going the other way. JJ Lakenin to Lane. To Hawshield. Hawshield going to get a skip pass to Hakenin. JJ pulls back. Gets it to Lane. Rogers to Lane. At the top of the key. Here's Hawshield from the corner. He's trapped. They get into JJ by the low block. 2-point shot. Good for JJ. 2-0 lead. Buckner Loggers leading. Just under 17 minutes to go here. Jonas Stroba bringing it up for the Buccaneers. Guarded by Revac. They get it into Ward. And what are we going to get there? No call. We've got Revac. Picks it up. To JJ. To Hawshield. Hawshield. Going to drive it in. To Kolwicki. Here's Aiken. Block this time. Gets it back though. There's Hawshield up to Revac. Revac. To Lane by the basket. Can't get it to go. Buccaneers. Get the rebound.
Well, Prentice got to do a better job of boxing out if they're expecting to play the game. You can't sit there and stand around and watch.
That's absolutely real. I mean,
not real rocket science.
Nope. It's one thing you've got to do. You got to control what you can control in a game like this. Boxing out is one of them. I think if the Buccaneers do box out, they have advantage on the rebounding side. It's 2-0 Loggers. They get into Ward by the block. He kicks it out to Isaacson. Isaacson for three. That one's good. Isaacson was hot in that last game, and he starts out hot here for the Buccaneers. It's 3-2, 15:50 to go. Hakenin. Loggers going to deal with this length of the Buccaneers. Here's Hawshield in the corner to JJ. To Wayne. Got Revac in the wing. He's going to shoot from three. Revac can't get it to go. Rebound Hakenin going to get a foul on Murphy. Going to be Loggers basketball under their own basket. Jerry, you just hit it out right there, though, if they're not able to block out, especially that weak side, which can be a problem in the 1-3-1. You're going to get some weak side rebounds.
Got to find somebody to put a body on.
Here we go. Braden from the corner. Finds Hawshield. Hawshield drives it in. Shot goes up. Overshot it. Rebound Abraham on the backside. He puts it up, and it goes. Lane Abraham that makes it 4-3.
Four boxing out on Evan there. You got to put a body on him, get that rebound. No excuses. Got to do it.
Yep, you got to do that. The weak side rebound can be devastating in games. So it's 4-3 here. 15 minutes to go. Ward with the ball to Hagen. Isaacson back to Ward. Guarded by JJ. Going to drive it in to Murphy. Back out to Stroba. Stroba to Murphy, back up top to Ward. Going to take the screen. He's going to use the three-point shot. It goes in. Evan Ward, big shot to start out using the screen from Hawes. It's 6-4.
Nice shot, but you cannot rely on that all game.
You bet.
I'd like to see Evan get the ball inside in the paint a little bit. I mean, but JJ's keeping him out of there.
Here's Lane for three. That one, a little bit long.
They missed that.
Hit the wire. They missed the call there.
There's going to be some missed stuff tonight.
Yeah, Prentice. Yeah, there's quite the crew here tonight. Going to have some missed calls. Rather have no calls than a million calls, though.
Yep.
Ward has it. On the corner, up top to Murphy. To Stroba. Open for three. No good. Rebound, Hakenin. It's 6-4. Buccaneers leading. 14-12 to go. And Abraham with the ball.
It's tipped away.
Here's Hawshield. Finds Revac by the basket. To Kolwicki. That was blocked. Going to get a foul on the ground. 14 minutes to go. Kolwicki, if you're going to put anyone at the line, notice the guy you want to put at the line if you're the Buccaneers.
Would they call it an Isaacson?
Let's see.
It said 1-2, but there's no 1-2, I think.
21 he must have meant. So Isaacson first. Free throw up and good for Kolwicki.
Ryder Jones in the game.
Yeah, Ryder Jones early on in this game here. Who do you come in for?
Murphy.
So getting a little shooting, getting rid of the little size of the Buccaneers. And Kulwicki misses the second one. It's 6-5, Buccaneers leading, just under 14 minutes to go. Jonas Staroba with the ball. Loggers in a half-court man-to-man. Get it into Hawes. Hawes to Isaacson. Three-point shot. No good. And that one's going to go to the Loggers. Tipped out by Hawes.
I work the ball a little bit better than that. Can't settle for a one-pass three-pointer. Like I said, I like to see Evan try to get it inside, but JJ's pushing him out, and they're not getting it in there.
Yep.
So, what do you get? I mean, good job for JJ.
Abraham off his feet. To Kulwicki, finds Drew right by the basket. Drew finishes it. It's 7-6. Loggers take the lead. 13 and a half minutes to go. Staroba to Ryder Jones. Ryder picked up by Reback. And here's another open shot for Isaacson. He passes this one up. Staroba kicks it out to Lord, guarded by JJ. Evan going to try to back it down. He gets to the basket. It was a really nice move. Evan Ward gets the bucket.
There has to be some help there, though. Like,
yep.
Just by JJ, someone's got to step up.
And it's an issue that the Loggers have been having this season is their help defense, I would say, against this 1-3-1. Loggers, here's Lane Abraham for three. Big shot from Lane Abraham. Makes it 10-8. Loggers have some good shooting on this team here. And in a zone, you're going to tend to give that up a little bit. If the Loggers do, you might see, you know, Prentice get back into the zone. The zone worked so well for him in their last matchup. Here's Lord. Back in here, kicks out to Ryder Jones. Ryder Jones misses from three. Weak side rebound. And a pass ahead to Lane Abraham. By the basket. Gets his rebound. Puts it back. And fouls. Gets a little excitement right here. Lane's been wanting to be in this game for a while, missing four games earlier this season. There's a couple teams he's wanted to play against, this one of them. It's 12-8 right now. Lane Abraham at the line, 12-19 to go here. And Jared, again,
Curtis can box out. Watch the ball. If you're going to stand and watch the ball, you don't deserve to win.
No,
pretty much.
Comes. You hit it right on the head right there. And you know, half of the Loggers' points, probably more than half the points, are off of no box out.
Yep.
Second chance points. Abraham at the line. Free throw up and good by Lane Abraham. 13-8 here. 12-19 to go. Loggers leading. Evan Lord going to bring it up. Guarded by Hakenin. Lord. Glass is over. Going to be a good matchup here tonight. Loggers going to switch out and help on him. Back to Lord. Going to use the screen. Over to Jones. To Harding. Harding drives in. Finds Hawes. That was a beautiful play.
That was a nice pass.
All set up by Harding right there. And Aiden Hawes finishes. It's 13-10 Loggers. To JJ. JJ to Hawes Shields. Hawes Shields kicks it out to Abraham. Abraham. To JJ. JJ, pull-up jumper from the corner, no good. DeHoshield comes away with it. Ooh, no call down there. Going to get a jump ball.
All right. They don't need to call ticky-tack stuff either.
No, they
Let
don't.
Play a little bit.
Let them
right.
play. We like them playing here. Have way too much this season of a lot of whistles in the game. Definitely nice seeing this happen right now.
No obvious fall, but I mean,
yeah.
There's always going to be contact.
You bet. 11:34 to go here in this first half. Loggers leading 13-10. Heston Heckman checking into the ball game. Get the ball to Lord on the wing. Lord driving baseline. Turnaround. Beautiful shot from Lord is no good. Rebounded by Hakenin. JJ going to push things up. JJ to Reback. He's open from three. He's going to take it. And it's good. Braden Reback, a top shooter in the north here. 16-10. Loggers leading. They get it into Hawes. Hawes out to Lord, a deep three. That one no good. Rebound. And that's something that the Buccaneers weren't doing, that weak side rebound. They get it up to Abraham. Abraham, pump fake.
Can't settle for those long threes.
You got Reback for three again. Might have been blocked. Abraham, tried bouncing off Harding, but Ryder Jones picks it up and going the other direction. Heston Heckman going to drive baseline. Kicks out to Lord. Going to drive it in. Pump fake, shot goes up. It's good for Evan Lord.
Tough shot there.
Yeah, tough shot right there, and that's kind of what you want to see Evan doing a little bit of in this game. 16-12. Haken gets across. Here's Reback again. too hard of a pass down by the block. It's going to go the other way. And we're going to get Colin Kleinschmidt into this game for Colwicky for the Loggers. It's 16-12. There's 10:20 to go in this first half. The Loggers leading the Prentice Buccaneers. Eston Heckman in right now playing point guard. Heckman gets it across half court, guarded by Reback. Trying to get it to Hawes in the post. They do. Hawes down in the block, kick it back out. Here's Eston for three. That one no good. Rebounded by JJ. And Buccaneer Loggers push it up. JJ to Abraham to Reback. Skip pass to JJ. JJ throws that one against the backboard. Right to Hawes shield it goes, and he finishes. That pass got away from JJ, but it worked out well for the Loggers. It's 18-12.
He must have just lost off his fingertips or something.
Yeah.
We saw something at the last second.
9:40 to go here in this first half. Evan Lord for three again. That one no good. Rebound by Reback. Gets it to Abraham. To JJ, going to push it ahead. And taken away by Evan Lord. And
potato there.
Dave Hawes has it. Now to Heston.
Get the ball inside to Hawes a little bit.
Yeah.
Or Evan preferably, but
especially with Hawes shield guarding him. Elijah Murphy for three. No good. I'm sorry, Harding for three. And Buccaneers come away with it. Aiden Hawes by the basket. And Prentice coming away with it right now.
Timeout.
Hot potato. We're gonna get a jump. We're gonna get a
tail call timeout.
You got a jump ball here. We'll see.
Tail call.
Yeah, but this guy can't hear nothing. He doesn't even know where he is.
I think he called a timeout before. I think he'll get it to him. I'm guessing he will.
I don't know if anyone had possession. Nonetheless, there's a timeout. We're gonna stay in the back to 98 Cube Country for a 30-second timeout.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions.
On offensive side, we're built to clean up the boards.
We're back here, Jeff Haken and Jeremy Haken in Prentice, Wisconsin. It's the Buccaneers hosting the Phillips Loggers. It's 18-12. Loggers leading right now. 9 minutes to go here in this first half. Hagen Isaacson set to take the ball out for the Buccaneers. Gets it into Stroba, to Murphy, to Evan Lord down in the block. Kicks it back out to Isaacson. Try to reset
up. Baseline like
yep.
That.
There you go. Turns around and a nice shot by Lord, and that's where it'll be trouble with JJ guarding him. JJ gets it across half court. Here's Colin Kleinschmidt to the basket.
That's a foul there.
Reback from the corner is good. Braden Reback. Got to get him shot. It's 21-14. 8.5 minutes to go. Murphy drives to Isaacson. Isaacson for three. That one up. No good. Rebound. Abraham. Going to bring it up. Loggers trying to control the ball here. Find Hawes by the basket. Moves to the basket. Blocked from behind by Murphy. And Hawes going to go to the line. A pretty good free throw shooter. And I think you're right, Jerry. You know, Prentice has to find something a little more constructive offensively.
It worked last time against Phillips, but it's not going to work
Any
time. We're going to just nail down shots.
Yep. Hoshiel, first free throw is good. And Ryder Jones checking in for Andrew Murphy. Hoshiel, second free throw up. That one bounces out. Rebound by Hawes. Going the other direction. Isaacson going to get it across half court. Isaacson guarded by Hakenin. Gives it up, gets it to Hawes in the low post. Spins, no good. Ryder Jones right by the basket, though. Loggers sleeping on defense. Prentice Pay makes them pay. It's 22-16. JJ gets it across the lane. Back to JJ. To Braden, Reback, skip past lane, and it goes over his head. So unforced turnover. Denveen checking into the ballgame. He's going to come in for Kleinschmidt. Shea going to get a little bit of defensive Pressure. He's going to guard Hawes. That's what you like to see.
We'll switch it up on Evan here a little bit. Looks like
Lane's going to guard, so going to get a little bit of height here. JJ guarding Isaacson. Isaacson drives the basket. Got to get a charge. Jaden Dean draws the charge. A lot of barking from the Prentice crowd. Not sure what they think about that one. Shea Denzine was set up there all day. He almost threw roots in his shoes. Got plowed over. Prentice doesn't understand, though, on that other side. Three fouls on Hagen. Foschiel drives in. Finds Denzine by the basket. Can't get it to go. Got to finish that one. 7:14 to go. 22-16. Heckman gets it into Hawes by the low block. Denzine, good guard of him. That was a nice basket by Hawes. It's 22-18, 7 minutes to go.
Prentice is finally working inside. Yeah, right here. Getting a little chipping away at it a little bit. Can't just settle for threes.
No.
You're making this one thing, but.
Yep. Find Hoshia by the basket. He settles for a deep two that doesn't go. And advantage, Prentice, they're going to come away with the rebound. 6:44 to go. 22-18. Heckman drives out to Lord, and they find Hawes by the basket, and that's the offense they've been looking for. And we're going to get a timeout now from the Loggers. 6:30 to go here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country. What do we get for a timeout here? 30 seconds? A 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Hey, we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with my brother Jeremy Haken, and we're at Prentice, Wisconsin, 6.5 minutes to go first half. It's the Loggers leading 22-20. But it's momentum on Prentice's side here. Here's Reback for three. That one no good. Rebound by Evan Lord going the other direction.
He hit a few of those, so you can't really fault him too much for shooting there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as long as he's...
You want Braden's a kid to get hot. If he can get hot, you want to roll with it.
Shooter's got to shoot.
Yep. Lord with the ball up at the top. 6 minutes to go. Lane fighting over screens. To Stroba. Stroba.
I'm standing around on pressure.
Jones. Back up to Lord. Lord thought about the three. Going to spin on over to Ryder.
Got to get some better movement. They're just kind of standing and taking each other's place a little bit, but not much.
Yep. Evan's going to drive things in. Looks like that was stripped away. It went right to Ryder Jones. Over to Heckman. Heckman drives baseline. Finds Stroba by the basket. That was a nice play right there. And it ties the ball game up at 22 apiece. 5.5 minutes to go. J.J. Foschiel to Abraham. Here's Braden. To J.J. by the basket. Dribbles that one out. Lord picks him up. Skips the lane. Here's a shot for Reback from the corner. That one is good from Braden Reback. Right in the face of the student section who was barking in his ear. 25-22. Prentice with the ball, Ryder Jones. To Heckman, over to Stroba. Stroba drives in. Get it back out to Evan Lord. Pump fakes from three. Going to reset up. 4:40 to go. Here's Lord, deep two or deep three. That one no good. But Prentice gets the long rebound. Heston Heckman drives basket. No good. Lord with the rebound on the weak side.
The way to stick with it.
Just what Phillips wasn't doing, Prentice wasn't doing early on.
Yep, crashing the board. That first three was a little too long for everyone shooting there, but way to follow it up and finish.
You got it. Genzine to Hoshio to the basket. No good. Rebound, Genzine. No good. Prentice comes away. Someone's out of bounds. Going to go to the Loggers.
he missed that one. Kalucki tackled him, actually pulled him down on there. That should have been a foul. But
that was fouls on Prentice all over the place right
not
there.
Not Kalucki. Denzine, sorry.
Denzine got hacked as he's bringing it down. I like the no calls. What we've been used to seeing is the refs taking over this game with the whistles. They're letting them play here. 4 minutes to go here in this first half. Wiping up some sweat on the ground. Waters basketball. All right, here we go. Abraham looking to get it in. Gets it in to Kleinschmidt. To Hakenin. JJ. Now guarded by Evan. To Haushield. To Kowicki. Foul from behind. On Haas. Going to be side out of bounds. Next one. They're in the penalty. 6-0 to Bowers here.
Is that on Jones? It must have been.
I thought it was on Haas.
I know it's at 12, but
yeah, that was, they gave it on 12. JJ comes away with it. To Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt. To Kowicki. To Hakenin for three. That one, a little long. Rebound, Evan Ward. Going the other way. 3:44 to go.
JJ hasn't shot for a while. That's the problem with being a point guard. Sometimes you have to distribute. They don't.
Yeah,
nice if you could get find a little better spot to get a, get a few more shots. But
absolutely.
Sometimes.
It is. Pause by the basket. That one's good. Nice. Powered his way in. And Buccaneers take their first lead. It's 26-25. JJ, to Lane. Lane. And you got swats if you're calling the little ones. JJ, pull up.
Good shot.
Not falling. And who's that going to go to?
I think it's Black.
He doesn't have a clue.
Come on. I think it is Black ball.
Yeah, Black ball. Yeah, they're going to give it to Black. Reback checking in for Abraham. Oh, 26-25, 3:10 to go here. Buccaneers leading right now. Get it in. Oshield. Kleinschmidt. He's going to pull up from about 8 feet. No good. Loggers missing a lot of shots right now. 3 minutes to go. Buccaneers ball. Lord with the ball. Guarded by Hakenin. Abraham. You get a screen. Taken away by Hakenin. Oshield going to bring it up. Get it up to JJ. To Haushield, Haushield, to Kowicki, back out to JJ, for three, that one's good, big shot, JJ Hakenin, Rogers take the lead, 28-26, 2.5 minutes to go. And here's Strobel with the ball, goes off his foot, Braden tries to get it, he can't, they get it in by Haas, gonna get a foul on Kleinschmidt, hey, you'll take that. And we're going to get a timeout here, I think, by Coach Cal. And Cal's trying to get a timeout.
Okay,
there we go. So it's going to be a timeout, a full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
All right, we're back. Jeff Hakenin along with my brother Jeremy Hakenin here. We're bringing you Merriwood North basketball varsity action here. It's the Buccaneers hosting the Phillips Loggers. 2:19 to go in the first half. Loggers up by two. Prentice gets the ball in. Murphy, no Evan Lord here right now. Here's Strobel, drives the basket, kicks out Murphy. Harding drives in, shot goes up, no good. Abraham rebounds it, going the other direction. Lane to JJ, going to get a foul on Hawes. Bumped him in the head. And that's going to put Abraham at the line. Evan Lord coming back in for Harding. Washield comes out. Benzine back in. 2 minutes to go here. Loggers 28, Buccaneers 26. Got bonus free throws here for Lane Abraham. First one up is good. It's a 29-26. Abraham, second free throw. Oh, that one's good as well. Some good shooters here for the Loggers. Another good one has the ball right now. Evan Lord with the ball, guarded by Lane Abraham. JJ Heckman, to the basket. A beautiful shot and finish. Nice shot from Heston. JJ gets across half court. Finds Denzine. Denzine's going to pull up. That one, no good. Rebound, throw ball. Not the shot you want to take right there.
I was going to say, nothing against Denzine, but that's probably not his wheelhouse.
Minute 24 to go. Heckman kicks it to Murphy. Back out to Heckman. They get it into Evan by the basket. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound, Abraham to JJ. Minute 13 to go. Loggers up by two. Reback with the ball. Over to JJ. JJ to Denzine. Denzine skips out to Abraham for three. That one no good. Rebound Strobel. Nice box out by the Buccaneers. Under a minute to go.
Murphy boxed out. Nice job.
Yeah. 51 seconds to go here. Buccaneers with the ball. Down two. Heckman trying to get it in. And that one skipped out. I think it's going to stay with the Bucs. Yeah, Rich watching at home. A great game here so far. Everything you want. Both teams playing hard. 42 seconds. Buccaneers side out of bounds. Down by two. 30-28. They get it in. Trying to run a play here for Evan. Coming through. Drive it over the top to Hawes. Ties this ball game up at 30. And that's where the Loggers struggle inside defensively. And they find Hoshio by the basket. Quick putback for Hoshio. Got to find him on that left side of the basket. Loggers take a two-point lead. 16 seconds to go here. Lord with the ball guarded by Abraham. Heckman back to Lord. Up top to Strobel. 4 seconds. Got to guard him. Here's Murphy. Shot goes up. It's almost good. Banks in. It's no good. And that's the half right there. It's the Phillips Loggers 32, the Prentice Buccaneers 30. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a five-minute timeout. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your back yard birds too, and they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
There are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at goodandneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Hey, we're back here, Jeff Hakenin, along with my big brother, Jeremy Hakenin, bringing you action here from Prentice, Wisconsin. It's the Prentice Buccaneers hosting the Phillips Loggers in Maryland North Varsity Action, and it's been quite the game here so far both ways. We've had some nice momentum runs. We've had some star power. We've had some big shots. We've had, not too many mistakes and, really having a good time here. Everybody getting along. No fights here yet, so you got to love that. Right now, this is a Forward Bank post-game show, and we're going to go over some of the halftime scoring here in this first half. We'll start out, with the Phillips Loggers. With 32 points here tonight, and we've got Lane Abraham leading the way with 10. We've got Braden Reback hitting those three-pointers with 9. J.J. Hakenin with 5. Jack Kowicki has 1. Drew Hoshield with 6. So
That's the Prentice Buccaneers. Or here's for the Prentice Buccaneers, as we have Evan Lord leading the way with 11. Aiden Hawes with 10. We've got Hagen Isaacson with 3. Heston Heckman with 2. Jonas Drobo with 2. Ryder Jones with 2. And Jared, both teams right now in the locker room. You know, what do you think? One thing Prentice probably talking about in the locker room, some things they need to do differently, maybe some things they need to keep doing the same.
Well, I think they need to keep getting the ball inside to Aiden Hawes and Evan Lord if they can. That's where they started catching up some ground on.
Yeah.
Instead of settling for those long three-pointers.
Yeah.
Obviously clean up the boards if they can, and that's hard to just turn around right away, but maybe they can do that. That's it on Prentice's side.
Yeah, I agree with you on that right there. You know, they were reliant on the three-point shot. It's how they won the game. You know, the first time these two teams matched up, you know, I do think they have a power advantage with Aiden Hawes down by the basket, unless Shea Denzine is in the ball game. You get Shea in the ball game, it's our best post defender. You know, they struggle a little bit with Lashio and Kowicki on him so far, but, you know, see what they're going to be able to do here, along with on the Phillips side. Right now, they did some switching. It worked well with JJ last time guarding Evan Lord. This time, Evan Lord's starting to back down by the basket. They had to put Wayne Abraham, who's a very good defender, on him, kind of nullify that right there. But both teams just got to keep giving their all. Can't give up rebounds. Got to back out. I think in this second half here, the team that controls what they can control is going to win this ballgame. Who's going to do the little things? Who's going to do the dirty work? Who's going to do the extra pass? You know, and rotate the ball. Who's going to be less selfish? But most importantly, who's going to control those weak side rebounds? And that's who's been scoring the points here, is whoever's been controlling weak side rebounds right now. So there we go, guys. That's the forward bank post-game show here. We got about a minute 45 to go in this halftime. Going to stay here just a little bit so you guys can find out who's at this ball game here tonight. We're going to talk a little bit more. Faces in the crowd. We're in Prentice, Wisconsin. And there's a lot of people here tonight. I see Ty and Kendall. Pastry in front of us. Tom Kleischmidt, the chief of police. Mr. Ashiel is here watching right now. His wife Leslie, too. The Abraham, every kid's parent, grandpa is here. We see the Borgans down there. The Schmidts, Mike Murphy. The Dennis in front of us by Butch Stroba. And what's our athletic director, Mike Egerbrecht, socializing with the enemy down there. Our state head coach, John Anderson, the legend, he's here in this game. Another legend right in front of us, my nephew, Ty Hakenin. Probably the strongest kid in this gym right now. 45 seconds to go here. The Prentice student section fired up right now. It's nice having a pep band here. You got that hometown spirit right now. They're doing a good job. Jennifer Sue at home. She's enjoying the fair and balanced commentating. This is your one game. You get that, Jennifer Sue. I got my brother here helping me do that a little bit. Hey, it's a good ball game here right now. Really kind of enjoying both of these teams, which I didn't think I was going to say at this point. But watching both teams work hard. And it's really what you want to go home with. You want to go home with, I didn't feel like we got that in the last matchup that they played. I feel like Phelps kind of was, you know, half manpower and kind of played a half a ball game. This time we're getting kind of the best of everyone. Two rival teams set to get back in action here right now. It's going to be Loggers basketball coming out of the half. Lane Abraham gets it in to JJ Lane against this trap. Lob it into Hawshield by the basket. Hawshield goes up with it. He's going to go to the line. And that's what the Loggers try to do right out of the half, extend that defense and get all that length out deep and try to find Hawshield by that left side. I like what they're going to do. Amy with the first move of the second half. Hawshield, first free throw up is no good. Rims out. It's 32-30.
I'm sure free throws will play a crucial role. They always do coming down the stretch.
They do.
Knock those down will help.
You bet. Ashiel second one. Loggers a very good free throw shooting team. He makes it 33-30. Loggers up by 3. 17:50 to go in this ball game. Stroba, right side, going to take the dribble handoff to Isaacson. Wood coming around the screen all the way to the basket. Poor help defense by the Loggers. Reback comes away with it.
Good take. We got to finish.
Yeah, got to finish that one right there. Taken in cross half court to Hoshield. Back to JJ, to Lane, to Reback. Skip pass. That one's going to go out of bounds. He was looking for JJ, and that's the skip pass that's there. JJ playing the point guard position. It's really difficult getting clean shots and getting that ball to rotate back. You can get it on a skip pass. All right, they get it to JJ. Get it right back to Lane right there. Oz trying to push him right side. Gets it over to Hoshield. And that one tipped away by Hawes, going Prentice direction. Droba drives to Isaacson. JJ going to get a steal. He's going to go up. JJ all the way to the basket, left hand. Oh, it rimmed out. Abraham cleans it up. That one blocked. And it's going to go Prentice way.
Prentice got lucky to stand and watch it again.
Yeah.
The ball bounced. Phillips guys are right in position.
Droba with the ball, up to Lord. A quick three-pointer from Lord. He flopped. The patented LeBron flop from Evan Lord. We've seen it. Not going to give him that call. And Hoshield to the basket. No call there. Just stay on your feet, kids. Let's have a game. 33-30, 16:28 to go. Lord over to Isaacson. Back to Lord. Lord dives in, finds Hawes right by the basket. The and one right there. And the Loggers not doing a great job defensively on that pick and roll. A nice job by Evan Lord, Aiden Hawes. Aiden Hawes finishes it, and he's going to the line.
It's an okay fall, but you got to fall so he doesn't get on the rim.
Absolutely. And that's one spot where Shea Denzine does a great job in there. He's their best defender at that.
And a little thicker than Kowicki, a little bit bigger.
Yeah, he just plays a lot stronger, plays with a bigger base. And Prentice able to use their height, get that ball high, and pass over the heads of the Loggers. First shot up by Hawes. That one is good. I should say only shot. The three-point play, good for Hawes. Aikinen to Abraham. Back to JJ. Abraham, he's open for three. That one up, no good. Rebound, Isaacson. Isaacson going to bring it up himself. Isaacson to Jones. Into Oz by the basket. Kowicki can't play with him.
He's tough inside there. Very good position.
And it's 35-33. Oz. Or I mean, Abraham over to Hoshield. To JJ. JJ. To Reback. Skip pass, goes out of bounds.
That's what happened last time. It's two unforced turnovers.
Unforced turnovers, and it's a problem at the start of this second half. 35-33, 15-33 to go here in this ball game. Prentice with a two-point lead. Stroba with the ball. Get it into Evan. Looking to get it into Jones. Kowicki gets it into Hawes. Hawes driving to the basket. Kowicki.
Yeah.
15-15 to go here. 37-33. Prentice leading. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
We're back. Jeff Aikinen, along with Jeremy Aikinen here in Prentice, Wisconsin. It's 37-33. Buccaneers leading the Loggers, 15-13 to go. Aikinen with the ball. Back to Abraham. Back and forth they go.
With too much dribbling on the perimeter.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see him, they just penetrate a little bit there.
Yeah. Kowicki comes back with the steal.
Oz needs to know to get that up too. I mean, he got a nice steal, but to the guard.
Jump ball is going to be Buccaneer ball, I believe. Here you go. Down they go. Lord from halfway in. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Revac. You got that one on Evan. He got that one for flopping.
Not sure what that foul was, but.
Well, it's the flop call. When you're flopping on the ground every time, you got to get it to stop doing it. Just don't foul him for it. 14:48 to go here. 37-33. JJ, Evan, that should have been warm back. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Here's Abraham by the basket. They're going to get a charge on that one. And you know, Evan did a nice job flopping on that one. No one gets the call.
I don't like the charge call in high school.
No,
because everybody tries to take.
Yeah. Well, you're just throwing yourselves on the ground. It's getting gross.
Yeah. It'd be nice if they could put an arc where you can't take one inside like the pros do.
Yeah.
That was a nice foul by Hawes. JJ's bringing it up. See if they can build, see if they can get a little more penetration. Too much, like I said, too much dribbling on the outside there.
JJ pulls up some three. That one, no good. Rebound, Hawes shield. Hawes shield back his way down. Shot goes up. It's no good. Rebounded by Evan.
Looks a little out of sorts here.
Yep.
Expect maybe even another timeout here.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Stroba with the ball. Gets it into Hawes. Hawes. Gonna back down. Kicks it out. Isaacson. Isaacson to the basket. That one tipped away. Hawes right by the basket again.
He's a beast inside there.
Yeah, he's a beast. We have no defense from our post right now. Stanley Watson, and that's how it goes. 41-33. Key to the game, box out Hawes.
Yep, you got to keep him off the block.
Yep, here's Revac from three. That one is good.
That's a poor decision on Stroba there because lunch for it. Just ready to hit the shot. Don't let him shoot a shot.
41-36. Lord to the basket. He's going to pull up. That one no good. Again.
Jump ball?
Yep. It's going to go to Prentice.
Is it Prentice again?
Yeah. No, it's going to go to Waters. Finally, Shea Denzine into this ball game. So it's Waters basketball, 41-36.
Lots of time left in the game here, though. 13 minutes.
Yes. Mr. Harmley, good to have you watching. Here's Hawshield to Abraham to JJ. Here's Braden from three again. Oh, that one was no good. Rebounded by Hawes. Got to be careful not to rely on that three-point shot as well, but Braden hot. You want to hit that hit.
It's okay.
Yeah.
If he misses a couple, then maybe he can hold up a little bit.
You bet. Here's Isaacson for three. He hits that one. Big shot from the freshman. 44-36.
He's not afraid to shoot. You got to like that.
Yep. Here we go. Find Rebat by the basket. Hawshield. And got to get a foul there. They do. Hoshio going to go to the line.
Looks like Harding's coming in for somebody.
Yeah,
as well.
You bet. Got some comments there. Nice to see Shea in. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we need a defender down there clearly. 6 minutes too late. Hoshio hits the first one. Murphy checking in for Hawes.
In the breather. And both the top two guys are out for Prentice. Those that are making, if they're gonna